Yours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak with Jamie Crummie, co-founder of Too Good To Go, around his app's mission to tackle one of the world's largest sources of carbon emissions. Food waste. Across the world, 40% of food that is produced ends up in landfill. This in turn accounts for 10% of carbon emissions. According to research by Project Drawdown, this is the number one action that can be taken by individuals to reduce global temperatures by 2 degrees by 2100. This is the main impetus behind Too Good To Go, an app which allows users to purchase food from shops that would otherwise have become waste, but which is perfectly good to consume. Jamie explains the impetus behind helping to set up the business.
For me, it really stems from wanting to do things around social and environmental impact. That's always been a motivation for myself. When I became aware of the scale of food waste, I really wanted to do something about it. So myself and my co-founders set up Too Good To Go as a business that was able to address food waste, but importantly, empower people and empower businesses to do something simple about it. 40% of the food that we end up producing ends up getting wasted. And at a time when we've had the hottest January on record ever, really important for us to know that 10% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions come from food waste alone. And reducing food waste, according to the research from Project Drawdown, reducing food waste is the number one action that we as individuals can take to limit global warming by 2 degrees by 2100. And it's as simple as that. We can do something which is good for our wallets. We can do something which makes us feel good, but also is great for the planet by just reducing food waste ourselves.
The app itself is simple to use and is available across Ireland, including across Cork City and County.
It is a simple process, at least I hope it is. I'll try and do my best to describe it. Very simply, how Too Good To Go app works is a customer will log on to the Too Good To Go app and they'll see a host of participating food businesses. And these can range from a local greengrocer or bakery through to high street coffee chains and supermarkets as well. Now, a customer will purchase through the app what we call a surprise bag, and then they go and rescue that food from one of our participating food businesses. Now, the beauty of the surprise bag is you don't actually know exactly what it is you're going to get. It's all part of the surprise. You know, the unpredictability of food waste means that we don't know exactly what's going to be left at the end of service. And so our customers will pay this reduced price and then go to that food business and collect it. It really is as simple as that.
Using the app is not the only thing that consumers can do, however, and Jamie says that there are concrete steps that we can all be taking to reduce food waste in our daily lives.
There's lots of things that consumers can start doing to reduce food waste within their own daily lives. And it is important that we do look at ways in which we can do this, because we're wasting 40% of the food that we produce. It's crazy. 40% of the food that we produce ends up getting wasted. And 50% of that often happens within our homes. And so there's lots of things that we can do to reduce this. Certain things center around storing our food better. So really understanding, you know, the best ways to maximize our shelf life of our food by keeping it stored in the right places. And the best thing I was told was really to utilize my own freezer. The freezer itself becomes a pause button for freshness. But at the same time around storage is understanding date labels. Now, date labels themselves are pretty confusing. You know, when we go to the supermarket, we'll see everything from a use by to a best before to a display till and a whole host of other different labels. So it is confusing as to what these mean. And so what I would encourage people to do is to remember that a use by date is a safety guiding metric. But when food is a best before date, it's still safe to consume. So you can just use your senses. You know, you can look, smell and taste food once it's gone beyond its best before date, rather than having to throw it away. The other piece of advice I'd give for people is to really sort of look at their own consumer habits. Buy what it is you need and then eat what you buy. And you can also start using, bit of a plug here, but you can start using apps like Too Good To Go to rescue food from businesses. You know, you can use Too Good To Go at Aldi, James Whelan Butchers, or one of your local independents around the corner. You just download the app. You start using technology to form part of a habit in which you end up rescuing food so it doesn't go to waste.
If you would like to know more about Too Good To Go or how to tackle your own food waste, check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.